You are listening to the Ages and Stages audio training for parents and church leaders. Ages and Stages is a framework based on the levels of biblical learning, which is a tool for discipling every age and every stage of childhood and youth. Today, we're going to talk about older preschoolers. Now, older preschoolers are roughly, would you say, Ken, 4 and 5 year olds?
Yes, 4 and 5 year olds, kindergarten. A lot of people refer to that. Again, it just depends on at the age that that child started school. But yes, 4 and 5 year olds. This is one of my favorite ages. I love watching parents engage with 4 and 5 year olds. I love watching those kids in the church. They're just like little sponges, just absorbing everything. Now, that can be a really good thing or it can be a bad thing. So when we as parents are teaching our older preschoolers, we want to make sure that we're setting a good example. Again, we referenced earlier about using the name of God and Jesus in an appropriate way. You know, if they see you take the Lord's name in vain at home or they hear that, then they're going to do that. But we want to make sure they're learning the positive truths about God and Jesus.
Yes, so they are definitely mimicking what they see and what they hear, and that can be a good or a bad thing. Landry, tell us a little bit about how they are spiritually developing during this age group.
We would hope that they're building on what they've learned as a baby, a 1, 2, or 3 year old, and they can begin to recognize that God and Jesus love people. And how do they do that? Part of it is as we show them love, we plug in that Jesus loves you, God loves you. And we also start using Bible verses, or sometimes I say Bible phrases, which is just a paraphrase or a simple way of saying a Bible verse as you go about your daily life. And, you know, just say, the Bible tells us that Jesus loves you. The Bible tells us that God sent his son, Jesus. And also just for them to help them see that Jesus is a friend and a helper. One thing that I think we as parents, grandparents, and teachers can do is when a child says, I am scared, and they start knowing that emotion, they start being able to articulate that emotion about this age. I'm scared. It could be there's a storm. It could be whatever it is. And it may be that they're just a little nervous, but they don't know what nervous means, but they can say, I'm scared. And that's a great time to say, well, let's just ask Jesus to help us not be scared. Let's help let's pray, ask Jesus to take care of us. Now, this is not the time to go into the theological discussion of that sometimes taking care of us means that God takes us to heaven right then. You know, sometimes that's right now teaching that God cares for you, because he does. We can use that Bible verse from 1 Peter that says, you know, that God cares for you. And we can even open our Bibles. You say, well, they can't read. But we open up other books and show them words and pictures. Mm-hmm. Open up the Bible, highlight that verse. I like for older preschoolers sometimes to highlight the. Now, I'll highlight the verse. You have to be careful, because then they think they can draw all over their Bible. Mm-hmm. But I'll highlight the verse and let them see it and say, see, right here, the Bible says God cares for you.
You know, Ken, we know that this age group can recognize that God and Jesus love people and help people. Tell me why that word help is so important at this age group.
Yeah, well, I think it's important for the preschooler, because they're learning to help. You know, in all of the preschool rooms that I deal with on a weekly basis, we have a home living center that really helps that child mimic what they see mom and or dad doing in the home. So they're learning to help. They're learning to act, you know, pretend that they're washing dishes. They're learning to pretend they're caring for a baby and those kind of things. So that helping aspect is so critical. I also think it's important that we point out that, you know, at this age, they're beginning to ask questions about God. Mm-hmm. Now, they can really ask some complicated things. It doesn't mean that you as a parent have to be a theologian to answer those questions. You just need to answer those questions in honest answers based on what the Bible teaches, not necessarily what we think, you know. And I think that's so important that when they begin to ask those questions, they're learning about help and why should I help my brother clean his room? Why should I help pick up my toys? Well, it's because it's teaching you consistency and an obedience that you're going to continue to build on as that child grows and matures in their faith.
So what are some tangible ways that we can teach biblical truth to this age group, whether that's at home or at church? What kinds of resources do we need? What kinds of strategies can we implement to teach about the Bible?
Well, I was looking at Landry thinking he's going to dive in here because I'm sure he's got a wealth of knowledge. But I think, again, helping that child this age know that this Bible is true from beginning to end, helping them to know how to handle the Bible. You know, Landry mentioned earlier about underlining a Bible verse. There's a big difference in underlining a Bible verse and randomly just drawing or taking a crayon and coloring it. And I think you're teaching those aspects at this age so that they understand the proper care for God's Word. I think that's so important. We do that as we teach those Bible skills on a weekly basis. I would encourage you as a parent in the home, you know, open God's Word, teach them how to handle that so that as they continue to grow and mature, they have such a respect for the Word of God.
And there are going to be times, Jana, where you don't have their copy of the Bible handy. You don't have their Bible storybook handy. But you'll get in the habit of when you're, you know, taking a walk or maybe you're at the park or just make, you know, go to the zoo. Do those kinds of things with your child that you would probably do anyway. But as you're doing it, It's very easy to talk about biblical truth when you're talking about creation and say, oh, look at that flower. God made that flower. Or I know some preschoolers that love to look at the moon, you know, and they wonder where it is when it's cloudy, or they wonder where it is when it's, you know, they can't see it, it's behind the trees. But take your child outside and say, look, what is that? And they'll start, you know, the moon. Who made the moon? And many times they'll tell you, if you have built those foundations, they'll tell you God made the moon.
And, you know, I'm always amazed every time I work with preschoolers. It was my favorite age group in my own parenting journey. But it's amazing because they can remember things. Like they are memorizing their address. They are memorizing lots and lots of songs. They're even, some of them are memorizing sight words and able to start writing their own names, you know? And so how does that kind of cognitive mental development translate to what they're able to do in a spiritual development?
Well, I think it's recognizing some of those words. So sight words, Jesus is a great sight word. And many times this age group can recognize that. So do activities with them. Do, you know, the make dots in the letters of Jesus and let them trace the dots. Use magnetic letters and let them stick it on a pan that you have at the house or whatever. Many times pointed out in the Bible, but use that as a way to increase their understanding and to hear it. Also, music. You said music. Mm-hmm. This age group will start singing songs along with a recording, but sometimes they'll start singing just without any prompting. Mm-hmm. Help them listen to songs, that simple songs about God, about Jesus, about the Bible, biblical truths, biblical principles, simple songs. Now, you can listen to radio and those kind of things, but pick out some songs that have just a few lyrics that are repeated several times, and then they will begin singing it. That's another way to tap into their cognitive abilities. Mm-hmm. And I love it when they just start singing and you're thinking, Because they don't have inhibitions like you and I do.
Right, exactly. And really, that's just a way to help them hide God's word in their heart, because they're able to memorize song lyrics. They're able to maybe even memorize simple Bible verses. So I think it's great for us to remember that when we're working with older preschoolers. So if you would like a complete manual for teaching biblical truth at home and church, grab a copy of the Every Age, Every Stage book at Lifeway.com or wherever books are sold. And to find out more about the Ages and Stages Discipleship Framework, including posters and booklets, visit Lifeway.com/agesandstages.